Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for our CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 117 teams in nine Junior A leagues involving over 2,500 players from right across the country. We're pleased to be joined by Tyler Masternak, who recently wrapped up his NOJHL career with Timmins Rock and was one of the top goalies in the CJHL this season. Tyler, welcome to the show. How are you doing health-wise?
I'm doing all good. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a real honor to be here with you guys. I appreciate it a lot.
Tyler, with nine leagues across the country from coast to coast, they had to play different schedules because they had different protocols, because they had different situations with the pandemic. But in your case, you played 15 games, had a 13-2 record, leading all NOJHL goalies with a 146 GAA and a 935 save percentage, a couple of shutouts. Talk to me about your season in a year where guys didn't get an opportunity to play. You not only played, but played really well.
Yeah, it was really important to us, especially us 20-year-olds, getting to actually play our last season. A lot of 20-year-olds across the country didn't get to, and I don't even know how I'd feel if that happened to me. But, no, that was really important to us. But, I don't know, I'm not the type of guy to sit here and talk about myself. Like, I give a lot of credit to my coaches, my teammates, my management, the whole staff, everybody, because there's a lot more to it than just me standing in the net making saves. So, yeah, I give everyone credit there.
And you know what? Credit to you guys who adjusted under a difficult situation, because there were things you had to do this year playing Junior A where you kind of thought, didn't I do this when I was a kid playing minor hockey? Like, for example, how you had to get dressed. Tell our audience listening and those watching on TSN.ca what you had to do to make that work.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. For the first month or 2 months of the season, we were getting dressed outside in the parking lot about 10 minutes before we went on the ice. So, yeah, you know, it's not too warm in Timmins either. Getting into October, November, it was like minus 20 some days almost. It's snow, 2 feet of snow on the ground, and we're standing out there in the parking lot getting geared down. So, yeah, it's pretty funny stories, but good memories that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life for sure.
What was the general protocol like to make sure that you guys were safe and that no one was spreading COVID-19 amongst your team or around you? What was the day-to-day situation like for you guys to make this work?
Yeah, so we had like an app on our phone where every morning we'd wake up and we had to fill out like a survey, how we're feeling throughout the day and stuff like that. And then once we got to the rink, we were only allowed in like 10, 15 minutes before our ice time. So that was tough to adjust to for sure. We had to take our temperature and everything once we got into the rink. Obviously masks on. It was just really tough to adjust to, but I mean, it had to be done. And like I said, we were so lucky we got to play this year. So we'd do anything it took to play.
It's tough though, because you had a great year. Your team had a great year. Timmins finished 22 points more than any other team in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's East Division. So in the back of your mind, you had to be thinking, Nationals this year, we got a chance to really show what we can do. And then it all gets pulled out from under your feet because there is no Centennial Cup this year because of the situation across the country. What was that like when that news started to spread inside your room?
Yeah, it was tough for sure. I mean, it's something that we went through last year as well. We had a very good team last year as well. Yeah, it's tough. Last year was a little bit more hard because guys didn't really understand what was going on. Like, we played one playoff game and then everything just kind of came to a halt like that. Where this year it was kind of a little bit easier, I guess you could say, where we kind of knew we weren't going to get to play for something in the end, where we knew, okay, our 10th game, that's our last game, like kind of sink in, like enjoy it, that type of thing. But no, it's very tough because my last 2 years, we don't get to play playoffs and those were our two strongest years. So you always kind of wonder what we could have done, and we felt we had the team to do something special. So, yeah, it sucks for sure.
In conversation with Timmins Rock goaltender Tyler Masternak. Tyler, your own personal growth has been coming along so well. I'm assuming you're real happy with what you did back in the 18-19 season. You set a league record with six shutouts, and last season you actually beat that record with another eight shutouts. The 18 shutouts you put together in your career is the most in league history. Talk to me about your own personal development and how much you missed the opportunity to take that to another level this year.
Yeah. And I mean, every year I've just kind of gotten better, more comfortable on the net. I've slowed my game down a ton. I just let the game come to me. Don't go out chasing it. And every year you kind of get a little bit more comfortable doing so and going out playing pucks, helping your defensemen, talking to guys more on the ice, all the small intangibles that you learn as you grow up. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough. We're only playing 22 games this year out of a normal 56 game season. Like, I feel like you got something taken away from you a bit, but at the same time, like I said, I was just honored to be able to play my final 20-year-old season because I know a lot of guys couldn't.
You had a great run in your junior A career. You've now established some interest from NCAA schools south of the border. What are your plans? Who are you talking to? Where do you see this headed for you in the future?
I've talked to a couple of Division III schools. I've talked to Aurora, University of Wisconsin, River Falls, a couple other ones to mention. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to go the school route, get some education out of it, and keep progressing in my hockey career and see what happens after that. Maybe if that's going overseas or something or playing pro somewhere. But yeah, that's my main goal down the line.
Well, Tyler, you've certainly proven yourself, and you've proven you're a good character kid to be able to battle through all the stuff you did. We wish you nothing but the best moving forward, and who knows, we could be talking again very soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I really appreciate everything, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
And that was Timmins Rock netminder Tyler Masternak. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, he was the captain for Team Canada, the 2014 World Junior Hockey Championship, and now he's playing for the Philadelphia Flyers. We'll check in with Scott Lawton in this week's edition of Where Are They Now? This is season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.